This is GQDN for Thursday, October 24th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/request. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Really, really good. If you put in the promo code QUEST, you get 25% off of your purchase. Really, really good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there, too. Gonna be more stuff this week. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a couple of game announcements. We have news about Allied Gaming. And somebody wants to cut through this fake news. Okay. But we begin today with some troubles. See, both Xbox Series X and S and PlayStation 5 have been slowed by Indiana Jones and the Great Circles ports. WCCF Tech also said that Halo and Gears are on the red lines. And of course, these are all rumors that are circulating online. But XS1S on Twitter did say that the ports were not canceled, but have been slowed down. And it was caused by some bad reception of the Indiana Jones and the Great Circles PlayStation 5 port, which will come just a few months after the debut on Xbox Series X and S and on PC via Game Pass. And of course, what I also said was Halo and Gears of War were on the red lines, and Microsoft is not going to cross at this moment, so they will not be on PlayStation anytime soon. Now, there will be some other games that will be coming over from Xbox to PlayStation, and it's just a matter of time, or matter of when. So, just know that the ports have been slowed, and that is done, or that has been found out by leaks, and they are not yet out for PlayStation or Xbox. Now, Eurogamer said that one of the PlayStation bosses was talking about some closures of the studios, and that was Sean Layden that did the talking. So he said, quote, "That was sad. It wasn't necessarily a surprise. I love Alan Becker, former head of Japan Studio, and he worked really hard. But there's so much legacy, it's tough when a studio hasn't had a hit for a while, when they forget how that feels. You know, if you have hit once, it's like a drug. Man, you're chasing the next one, right? And then if you don't have that for a while, you forget what it felt like, and then you start to forget how to get there. There are probably two roads. One was the road they took, and the other road was the real tough love program. And maybe that's what the Team Asobi thing is. It's like pruning a bonsai, right? You get back down to its nub, and you see if you can grow back out again," end quote. So he was sad about his friends, and he was talking about it. Now, we get to some rather major news for all the teenagers out there, because WCCF Tech said that Roblox added a new child safety measure just to protect the teenagers. Now, the game went free to play, and yesterday they added some new child safety measures, so that way it's available to their audiences, which means young children will now have protections against talking to the adults, because now if they're under the age of 13, they will need permission from their parents and caregivers to access some of the chat features. Those under age 9 will need some permission to access the experiences that have the content maturity label moderate, and that has the potential to contain violence and crude humor. So there is now some protection for the kids. And that was not fake news, but PCGamer.com did say that NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang, did say that the Blackwell's design flaw was 100% NVIDIA's fault, but there are no tensions with the TSMC. Now, NVIDIA's Blackwell chips are finally shipping out, but the rollout wasn't totally smooth, because there were some reports that NVIDIA and TSMC relationship was showing some stress, and that was because of the Blackwell chip failures. But NVIDIA CEO did clarify that there were not any tensions between the two companies, and the problem was 100% NVIDIA's fault. That is his saying. But he also did admit that Blackwell's design flaw, but he did put the blame on NVIDIA itself, because he did say, quote, "A design flaw with its latest Blackwell AI chips with impacted production has been fixed with the help of longtime Taiwanese manufacturing partner TSMC," end quote. But he did say that TSMC did help them recover from that difficulty and resume manufacturing of the Blackwell at a very fast pace. Speaking of NVIDIA, you might not want to update the driver just yet. PC Gamer did say that if you're using the Corsair IQ or BlueStacks, don't update the driver. Now, the latest driver, 566.03, is out and should optimize your PC for some of the new and upcoming games. But the Corsair IQ and the BlueStack users should hold off from updating NVIDIA, because NVIDIA did report via Overclock3D, quote, "higher than normal CPU usage," end quote. And that was for the IQ and BlueStack software. The IQ software does allow for decentralized control for your Corsair hardware for the RGB sync. And BlueStacks has an Android emulator software. Now, the GPU driver update could cause some high CPU usage, but usually when you see a warning like this, it's best to wait for a hot fix. Now, if you play Minecraft, you might want to check out your VR headsets, because according to GameSpot.com, Minecraft in VR will stop supporting the VR headsets, and that will end in March 2025. In fact, what Mojang, developer of Minecraft, did say in a statement, quote, "our ability to support VRMR devices have come to an end and will no longer be supported in updates after March 2025, when you receive your final update," end quote. And that means that you won't be able to use your VRMR device with Minecraft, but your purchases will be available on your account if you're using PC. So, no more VR support for that one. But somebody got an investment, though. We're going to the esports corner, because Esports Insider did say that Allied Gaming and Entertainment did secure a $6.6 million investment, and that came from the Yellow River Global Capital. In fact, Yingera Chen, CEO of Allied Gaming and Entertainment, did say about this, quote, "we are very excited to close an investment from Yellow River, who has expertise across a variety of industries and is adept at connecting and growing business. Yellow River's investment in AGAE will further enhance our ability to identify growth opportunities and location-based entertainment chains and the creation of acquisition and entertainment content, intellectual property, IP. We are extremely confident that this partnership will bolster our growth potential as we continue building out the Allied ecosystem." So what will they buy? Well, Allied Esports does operate the HyperX Esports Arena, Las Vegas. They could be in the market for buying more stuff. Maybe they could buy a game. DualShocker said that Sniper Resistance release date and trailer has been released. On their site, they got the trailer. But Resistance will launch on January 30th next year on PlayStation 4 and 5, Xbox One X and S, and on PC, basically through Steam. So go look for that one. Nintendo Everything.com did say that Angel at Dusk will be releasing this November. So here in just 2 weeks exactly. So if you like a shooter on your Switch, you might want to look this one up. But not just that one. Nintendo Download also happened, and there are some games coming out very soon, such as Arcade Room Simulator, if you like Barbie, Project Friendship, Cell Scientist Beyond, Cats Hidden in Spooky Places, lots of different games. The Comb 2B, Catacomb, now that's Tacoma. Vengeance Hunters, October 28th. There's some games coming out, and there's one more coming out too. But this is a card game. Polygon.com said that if you like doing some real life card games, Star Wars Unlimited, Twilight of the Republic will release November 7th. Now some of the packs will be $27.99, which you can pre-order at the Miniature Market, and the Twilight of the Republic Booster Box, $109 at the Miniature Market. Good stuff. Very good stuff. So go and enjoy the card games. Yeah, I know. Sometimes you don't play video games, right? Well, sometimes we don't. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. See you tomorrow.